Governor Sean Parnell this week put the finishing touch on a large reform of the state's foster care system by signing the last of a series of statutory and budget changes that will give young people a better chance of success as adults. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
Improving the foster care system, managed by the Office of Children's Services, was led by Anchorage Democrat Les Guerra, who knows from his own childhood what it's like to be in foster care. And he says, as the most recent bill passed unanimously in both the House and Senate, he had a lot of legislative help.
You know, it's all good. And, it started out as maybe just a few of us pushing. And by the end, I think, we got good consensus across the legislature. So I'm happy. And now we just have to make sure it works, right? And that's the part, to make sure that the government's able to implement the rules. And I think they will.
Before Guerra took on the task of educating people about foster care, Alaska was considered to be doing a poor job of looking out for the kids under its care. But he points out the state is the legal guardian of kids who've been separated from their natural parents. He says it's not enough only to yank a kid out of his home. Amanda Mativier was one of the kids in the system at the time Guerra got started. She went on to found the group Facing Foster Care in Alaska while getting her university degree at the same time.
For youth who age out in Alaska, about 37% end up homeless. It's about 30% within the first year. And then the national average for youth that end up homeless after care, depending on what state you look at and where, it's 12 to 25%. So our numbers are higher.
She says that homelessness is only one of the bad outcomes for many people. They can live on the streets. They can go directly onto public assistance. Or they can go into the justice system, prison. The bill signed this week extends the foster care age limit from 20 to 21 years old. It also allows those who have left the system to return if they need to. That strategy has resulted in dramatic improvements in other states. But that's only one of the changes that have been written into other Alaska laws and into the budget. There's now money to set up a mentoring program for those who leave the system, other adults who can get them started in life. And the state will expand a program to train the youth for life skills, like how to find housing or going to college. Mativier says higher education is also included by increasing the number of tuition waivers.
Previously, only 10 waivers were given out each year, and we have a little over 100 youth that age out, and so this expanding it to 20 waivers a year gives more youth a chance to pursue higher education, and there's also funds for job training, vocational training.
Guerra recognizes the legislature's done all it needs to do right now for the system. He says the next job is to make sure the changes work.
We're going to create opportunity for foster youth. It's on paper, and we want to make sure that it gets implemented. I think the folks at OCS are eager to make it work. I think the folks at the university we've spoken to are eager to make it work. So this summer's work is to make sure everything gets implemented and youth are given the opportunities they deserve.
Guerra says the legislature even took what might be the most important step of all, money to advertise and promote the idea of becoming a foster parent. There aren't enough, and Guerra says the best thing for the kids is to give them a safe home with parents who care about them. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.